Hello, my name is Claire and welcome to the Loud and Clear Accounting Podcast. This is the accountancy podcast where I answer accountancy-based questions. Now, in this series, I'm answering questions around VAT. So we've gone through when do you need to register, you know, how do you need to pay? And I've even touched upon what happens if you were to have a VAT inspection. Now, in last week's episode, I answered the question of what VAT rates do you use if your clients or your customers are based outside of the UK? And in today's episode, we're going to zoom in a little bit more and we're going to talk about VAT around sort of digital products. Now, as always, before I answer the question, I need to do my two quick disclosures. So the first is I'm a UK-based accountant, so I'm going to be giving advice to UK-based businesses. And the second is that because I sit by myself when I record this podcast, I'm going to have to generalise my advice. And there are times where I'm going to have to simplify things as well. So that's the disclosures out of the way. Let's get on with answering the question. In your business, you sell digital products. So how do we account for the VAT around that? The first thing is, why are digital products treated differently from, you know, goods and also from services in some instances? So these rules have been brought in fairly recently in the last couple of years, and it's kind of to crack down on larger companies like Amazon who are making sales sort of across the world and not really paying their fair share of taxes. Not to get sort of too political on that. I think that's a, you know, we all know that. So these rules are brought in to clamp down on them. But obviously the smaller businesses, the, you know, the freelancers and all that kind of stuff, we kind of get pulled into it as well. So I suppose it's a case of, well, what's a digital product? What's a digital service? So these are all things that feel like a service in that it's something that you can't kick, but it's kind of a good as well, like kind of good. So that could be things like you sell templates, you know, PDFs. It could be that you've got a membership, online training, all of those kind of things. So it's not quite sort of, you know, a bit of graphic design where someone comes to you and goes, can you do this logo for me? But it's not a physical good either. So we need to split this down a couple of times. So the first one is, are you selling your digital products and services B2B or are they B2C? Now, if they're B2B, congratulations, these rules do not apply to you. So as long as you can have evidence that your business, you're selling these PDFs, if your membership is just for businesses and whatever, you know, whether that is getting people's VAT numbers, whether that's just getting them to sign something to confirm that they're a business, tick a box, you know, website details, that kind of stuff. The service is deemed to be taking place where they are. It's fine. You know, zero rate it, reverse charge it, keep it the same as normal. But if you're selling B2C, then, you know, that could be that, you know, you sell to employees of a particular type of business. It could be that you sell to people who are planning on starting a business or something like that. So it could be sort of templates to help people, you know, these kind of things. Then it starts to get a little bit more sort of complicated. So if the business is completely passive income, doesn't sort of relate to you at all. So someone goes on your website, they download a PDF, you just get a notification that you've made a sale. It's treated then as though you are selling a good, you know. So if someone from France buys a PDF, there's going to be no UK VAT, but you would have to pay French VAT on that sale. You know, so it starts to get a little bit more confusing. If someone buys a PDF, but they also get a free coaching service from you, then it stops being a digital product and it becomes a service. So you would then have UK VAT because it's B2C and the service is deemed to take place in the UK. So it can start getting very murky quite quickly. So if it's completely passive, and you know, you're only going to sell a handful or something, I would really recommend using a third party in between you, whether that is hosting your course through additional sites, something like Teachable or something like that, if you're selling them through, you know, or Etsy or anything like that, because these sort of third party marketplaces hosting will deal with the VAT that arises on those sort of non-UK sort of sales. Otherwise, you will need to register and pay French VAT and all that kind of stuff, which can get very messy very quickly, especially if you're only sort of selling a handful. But as I said, if there's some kind of coaching, some kind of sort of personal element, it takes it away from being a digital product and it then becomes a service again. So we go back to the rules of last week's episode where it then becomes zero rated. So just to kind of summarize, if you're selling digital products, which is like courses, PDFs, templates, that could be, as I say, music, any kind of like download, really. B2B, absolutely fine. The rules stay the same. If they're in the UK, there's VAT. If they're outside, then there's no VAT. If it's B2C, if it's complete service, so completely passive for you and you don't do anything, it's then treated as though it's a good, so, you know, a physical product. So there'll be no VAT in the UK, but you will or probably could pay VAT in the country that you're customer is based. But if there's a service element, so it becomes coaching, it becomes a bit more hands-on, it changes from a product back into a service, and there would be UK based VAT on that. So I hope that all helps. I think I need to do a bit more of a deep dive into sort of Brexit and the exports and that kind of stuff, but I hope that helps and gives you a little bit of grounding in that. So as always, I hope that makes sense, and I will see you next week.